Blog Talk Radio.
Brought to you by P4P Muscle Productions and Entertainment, the number one drug-free athlete sponsorship foundation in the world. Following under the teachings, don't trust me, trust my hustle. The ringleader of this show and conductor of this machine is Kaylin Lend Me Your Ear Patterson. Sit back, relax, and turn up your volume to P4P Real Talk.
Hey, hello everybody. Kaylin Patterson, and this program is sponsored by P4P Muscles, the number one drug-free sponsorship foundation and opportunity in the world. If you are a drug-free athlete and are looking for a solid foundation to stand on and a vehicle to drive your goals, check us out at P4PMuscle.com, and let's talk. This is a P4P Real Talk, and I'm really excited, just like everybody else, to hear talk to this guy, Todd. I mean, he's got some things new in the world, and, well, I won't hold you too much longer. Todd, introduce yourself and tell us what you're all about.
Hey, how you doing, Kaylin? First off, thanks for – did I pronounce that right? Is it Kaylin?
Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
Okay. Again, thanks for having me on, and tell you a little bit about myself and my company. I own a private label health supplement manufacturing facility on the East Coast here in the States, and I've been working, I would say, for the better part of the last 8 or 9 months with Joe, who I believe is, I think, one of the owners of P4P Muscle. And you guys have to enlighten me. Besides the products that I've been working alongside Joe, helping him develop and sort of give a facelift, I really don't know much about P4P besides knowing that you guys have an online presence, that you sell a myriad of products, and you also do, I believe, some type of sponsorship. Am I correct? Or give me a little bit of the rundown to P4P philosophy.
Well, I'll open that door up for Joe, and Joe can enlighten him.
Sure. Okay. No problem. No problem, Todd. So what P4P is all about is our niche in the market is that we support drug-free athletes. Our start was in bodybuilding because JB and I both compete as natural bodybuilders, and we have a true passion for that sport. And as we grew the company, we found that there's drug-free athletes across all sports that, you know, really have some of the same challenges that bodybuilders have. And what I mean by that is, you know, the financial support that they need to chase their dreams and be able to, you know, go compete on a high level until, you know, they make it in the sport. There's really not much payoff at all. And in some sports, really the prize money or the payout is very slim. So even as a world champion athlete, you know, they still have full-time jobs. They still have family obligations. They still have a lot of other expenses. So P4P is here to help support those athletes and create a partnership with those athletes and help offset some of the cost to competing so that they can, you know, do what they love to do and have a little less burden. So along with that, of course, we wanted to create a top-notch, you know, a product line that can also support the recovery needs of these athletes. And, you know, that's where, you know, our search has led us to Todd and his business to position ourselves to be able to create some of the, you know, not only best tasting products that that are out there, but also very high quality level and consistency, and offer people products that they can be 100% confident with without having to worry about, you know, drug testing or, you know, substances that end up in products sometimes. And just have that high level of confidence in working with us as a company to be able to provide those things that they need.
Yeah, I'm glad I asked that question because you helped. I only had a general idea of what you guys were all about. So there's good answers. Always interesting to see what a company's mission statement or philosophy is.
Absolutely. Well, Joe, can I ask him a question?
Sure, absolutely.
Oh, okay, Todd. You know, we're learning about each other right now, so I got a question for you, you know, because like Joe said, we've been, when I say we, I'm talking about from the competitive side, you know, we've been dealing with a lot of crap components and a lot of basically fillered out crap and, you know, basically just people getting on the end to make money and selling us a bunch of garbage in the process. What kind of commitment to quality and you know, stuff do you have in mind for us?
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, you know, I'm just like you. Not only do I own a company that, you know, deals with the formulation and the blending and packaging of, you know, all these supplements that are utilized by athletes and non-athletes. I myself am a supplement consumer too. And I'm right there with you. I think everyone is with what I'm referring to as the amino spiking, which is probably the most prevalent of the cases
yes.
going on right now. And I was just talking to Joe about this. I read an article, I believe it was in Forbes, Forbes magazine, and it was pretty recent, within the last month. And one of the companies that, you know, got caught with the amino spiking is Muscle Farm. And as you know, Muscle Farm is publicly traded and really, really big player in the game. And to just know that the big guys are doing it all the way down to the small guys is pretty disheartening. However, it's sort of a double-edged sword, because it's also good in a way, because now, because of sources like the internet, people have access to such a wide array of information. Everything is at your fingertips. And I mean, you can't deny third-party lab analysis. I mean, you can give whatever opinion you want on whatever message board about a company, but, you know, it's like blood work. You really don't know what's going on until you lab test something. And, you know, this has been going on for years and years and years. However,
yes, it is.
You know, yeah, it's now reached a point where, I mean, I've even read an article. I think the company's name is Body Fortress, which is sold. It's like Walmart's brand.
Oh, let's not even get off there.
Right. Yeah, I think they were the almost like the forefathers of this whole amino spiking spree that has swept the industry and the consumers as well for the past, I want to say, year and a half.
Oh, a lot longer than that. These guys are pioneers.
Right, yeah. Well, there was a Reddit test that went pretty viral a couple years ago. I think just a random consumer, no one in the industry, got about 10 or 15 of the leading whey protein brands out and lab tested them, and only a small percentage of them had even close to what the labels were claiming. So, yeah, no, it's definitely, you know, a lot of it comes down to trust, and, you know, getting back to it, really is a double-edged sword. But what separates my company is, from a manufacturing standpoint, is that I don't have my own, we don't have our own name brand list of products or even really carry anything in stock. Everything we do is all custom to whatever that client needs. I can throw my input, my partner can throw his input in, but we leave the ball in the client's court, and plus, hey, we have a certain price point that we've been getting for the past 20 years from our other manufacturer. We need you to hit this. And they give us formulas for us to blend the package. And believe me, the formulas are nowhere near, you know, what the consumer probably thinks is in it. So it is, you know, you really have to find a company you can trust and sort of stick with them. That's really all I can say.
Yeah, that's so true. You know, with so many people getting caught, I'm sure there's going to be some changes down the line, and there's going to be some crackdowns for sure, because this isn't going to be a one and done. I mean, you basically have to clean out the market, you know, basically to get the
right,
you know, the basic pretenders out. So, you know, what do you have in mind with, to deal with these upcoming changes and, you know, to move ahead?
Okay, well, here's the deal, Doug. The deal is that the supplement industry, it's regulated, and I'm obviously referring to the FDA, but to a very, very small degree. And unless your product is causing public health concern or people are dying from it, you really aren't going to be under some severe radar. Because, I mean, from a health standpoint, from a public safety standpoint, what I'm referring to when I think of amino spiking or protein spiking is these companies are getting in trouble because they're saying, hey, our product contains 25 grams of protein coming from whey. But when it gets lab tested, you know, these companies are using stuff like glycine and taurine and creatine, which will show up with different nitrogen levels, but will still show up on a lab test as protein, but it's not coming from the whey. So, you know, it's not like these companies are putting something toxic or carcinogenic in it. You know, they're obviously non-essential amino acids, but they do have some health benefit. It really just, you know, has gotten down to, you know, you gotta pay to play. But what the FDA really has been cracking down on is, you know, a lot of, I want to say thermogenic fat burners and some of the pre-workouts. As you know, a lot of those ingredients, every few months, they have a new ingredient that gets added to some type of organization's banned substance list. And a lot of them are natural derivatives of stuff, you know, found organically in our environment. But you're just going to see the demand, the demand for stronger stuff, and it's going to be a cat and mouse game. You know, my company's standpoint on it is, you know, I'm a business owner and I work with two other partners. One of them is a silent partner out across the country. But when you own a business, your personality, your business is a reflection of your personality and who you are as a person. And I've always been a very open, honest, full disclosure person, as well as, you know, my partner that I work with. And it reflects in what we do. You know what I mean? You know, we don't try to deny or hide from the facts that are so out there and open. But, yeah, in terms of regulation, what you're going to see is a progression within, I'd say, the next decade of the supplement, the nutraceutical industry almost being up to par in regulation with pharmaceuticals, because there's just so many things you can do, you know, with a powdered supplement that, you know, once the FDA puts their foot down, it drastically changes everything.
Yes, it does. Now, you know, getting to the P4P level of things, you know, I know you're going to be dealing with this, and then how is this going to help with our back orders? Is it going to help with the flavors, you know, and production scheduling?
Right. Well, you know, the great thing about Joe, working with Joe and a company like P4P, is when you're developing a product or not even testing product, I always tell people, you know, keep it as simple as possible. And I mean, it's almost like comparing it to whole food that has, you know, preservatives in it and, you know, pesticides. It's just try to keep it simple and stick to the basics, which, you know, if you look at P4P's line, it's all the proven, just basic supplements that obviously would be highly beneficial to your guys' sector, which is natural bodybuilding, because when you're a natural athlete, supplementation is a huge, huge, huge piece of the puzzle.
Yes, it is.
As you guys know. So if, you know, you give a natural athlete a pre-workout with every ingredient but the kitchen sink on it, it might raise some red flags compared to, you know, a pre-workout with 5 to 7 ingredients that have over 10 to 20 years of research behind them. You know what I mean? Something like a creatine monohydrate. As I want to say, about 20 years of research on it, documenting that it's safe and effective. So, yeah, the P4P product line, it really is admirable, just not only because of the unique flavors and twists. I don't know if you guys even really want me to talk about the product. I don't know how much you've informed the public on, you know, what exactly we're doing with the new flavors and products. But, you know, I really do admire the simplicity and just keeping it simple with it, because that's the stuff that does, you know, there's no rhyme or reason, controversy behind why you should take it. It's all the ingredients are safe and proven to be effective.
Well, I'll let Joe answer that about the flavors and see what he had in mind.
Right. Definitely. Yeah. I just didn't want to go on a rant and you know, disclose.
No, it's okay. It's okay.
Sure. Hey, no, Joe, we've sampled
some of these flavors at different events around the country. And of course, we wanted to, you know, not only get some real customer feedback and some of our athletes' feedback, as well as the science behind it. So we've sampled them out, and we have, you know, slowly been educating people on some of the coming changes. So within about the next, you know, month to a little bit over a month, you're going to see a few products hit the market that are brand new products with us that we're working with Todd on. And it's been months of, you know, me working with Todd to make sure that we got this right, not only from a flavor standpoint, but also ingredients, dosing, you know, safety, all of those factors considered. But the very first products that'll hit is a vanilla isoway that's sweetened with stevia. And the reason for that one is we started getting, you know, more demand for people looking for a natural sweetened option for their whey protein. So with a little bit of back and forth, Todd nailed it. The taste is phenomenal. And, you know, we're going to have a really good high-quality option that people can have for a stevia protein right out of the gates. And then we're going to be doing some pretty unique things that a lot of companies don't do in this industry. And so one of the first things we'll be starting with this summer is a seasonal flavoring option for protein. And the first one's going to be grasshopper pie. It's amazing. It tastes phenomenal. We've had a lot of people taste it, and it tested great across the board. So that's going to be our first summer option. We're right now working on a couple different options for a pumpkin spice and some different fall flavors. We've worked on a peppermint mocha that tested very, very well, and some other, you know, winter options as well. And then from there, we will continue pushing the bar and, you know, coming up with some unique things that you don't find everywhere. You won't find on, you know, some of the bigger companies that are, you know, they're not doing some of the unique flavors that we're doing. So we're going to continue to build our niche and do things the P for P way, you know, do it our way, and give people some phenomenal flavors and some super high quality products. And then the other couple of products that are going to change, as well as the Alter Ego version 2.0. And there's some major enhancements to that product. The flavors are phenomenal. We have a mojito and cherry cola that'll launch with the first couple Alter Ego version 2.0s coming out. Both of them are incredible. They tested great. And the formulation is also different. We removed some ingredients, and we're working with a lot of the ingredients that are clinically proven, that have volumes of research behind them, and kind of simplified it a little bit and took out an ingredient that I think everybody's aware. You know, each year with the WADA list coming out, you know, things will change, you know, pretty much yearly. So there's a derivative of cocoa that's now on the day of competition use list for WADA. And we've taken that out, and we've removed ingredients that are even on the monitoring program for WADA, which means they're looking into it, but they're totally fine no matter what right now. So we've removed some of those ingredients as well, so that we can position ourselves ahead of the game a little bit and have a product that's going to be super effective, taste great, and then also, you know, not cause any kind of worry whatsoever. You know, and our current product's great. You know, we've educated customers about, you know, how and when to take it. And we just wanted to build upon that strength and go from a great product to an even better product. And at the same time, you know, take away some of the potential concerns that people may have, and have one of the safest, most effective products out. And I think we definitely have hit that right on the head. So that'll be with this first production run. And then shortly after, we will be bringing out a couple other flavor options that are stevia-based, and then continuing to build the rest of our line. I've already tested with Todd some branched-chain amino acid formulations, and the taste on those was absolutely amazing. And it actually was, we were able to increase the potency of the branched-chain aminos versus what we currently have, and the price point will not have to change. So there's some really good things coming with the change. And, you know, because Todd's business is set up with great vendor relations, and he's set up with very quick lead times, then those are all additional benefits that's going to improve fee-for-fee's system top to bottom, because it will help us increase customer service at the same time of bringing in great products, where, you know, we will have products on time when we need them, and, you know, no waiting around for products and all those things. So everything about it is going to be a vast improvement for P4P, you know, for our athletes, and then also, of course, for the customers as well.
Yeah, I can definitely chime in on. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, what was that?
I just had a question for you because... Can you hear me?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What was the question?
Okay. You know, when you hear, you know, having that kind of groundwork to work with, you know, how does that make you feel, as far as where the limits are? I mean, it kind of sounds like it's unlimited for your creativity.
Yeah, I mean, the supplement industry, the fitness industry in itself, if you want to talk, I mean, really, the sky really truly is the limit. Not to talk too much about myself and my company, but me and my partner started my company February of 2012, so we've been open for a little over 3 years. And when the company started, I had $12 in my checking account, and you know, me and my partner were doing the labor for the first year and a half. And within 11 months, we had, you know, become a multi-million-dollar company. And not even 2 years into it, had already bought two brand-new facilities. Now we've moved into an even bigger one in a different location. But, yeah, like with what – to speak about what Joe was saying about his new products, you know, Joe's very well-spoken and he knew what he wanted from the beginning. But, I mean, we must have went back and forth half a dozen times with flavoring to make sure we got it perfect. And these new flavors are truly revolutionary, not only to talk about, you know, the size of a company, but you're not going to find these flavors anywhere in the industry. There's just no one else doing it. You know what I mean? Try to show me another company that has a mojito flavored pre-workout. You're not going to. You might get a few copycats along the way, but yeah, there's a ton of potential with these new products just based off the flavor alone, not even, you know, thinking about the ingredients and their effectiveness, but just the flavoring alone is truly revolutionary. So the thing about my company, again, is because I don't have my own brand, is it's almost like P4P Muscle is the better you guys do, the better I do. It's more of like a business partnership opposed to me providing Joe with some type of service. I would rather have it like in a situation like, you know, pat me on the back and I'll pat you on the back, because the more sales my clients do, the more I have to produce for them. And so we truly do want to see everyone succeed. And most of my clients are already pretty well-established companies, but I enjoy the newer companies and the ones coming out with these new products because really, I mean, I've seen companies start off with, they started a product with us maybe a year, 2 years ago, and, you know, they had 12 followers on their company's Instagram, and now those are all multi-million-dollar companies with, you know, top cover model athletes who are part of their team, and they're selling product. We're making it for them by the truckload every 2-3 weeks. And when they started with us, you know, they were, you know, school teachers or had, you know, were personal trainers. And now, you know, they've been able to quit their jobs. And some have even opened up their own warehouses for storage. And, you know, they have teams of people working for them. So it's crazy because I almost get to create a livelihood for other people. And in terms of them giving back, they do the same thing for me. So it's definitely not a give take relationship. I think anything business related should never be that way. But, you know, my company's philosophy really is we just try to, when you deal with my company, you talk to me or my partner, we both own it. So it's not like you have to speak to some panel of, you know, polo shirt wearing college kids that are occupying my office space to get to talk to me. You know, my clients can just call and talk to the owners. And obviously with manufacturing, you're going to run into issues because my company deals with about 50 or 60 other companies. And, you know, that's a gamble in and of itself. Because I refer to my company as a manufacturing facility, but in reality, you know, I don't have a pasture of farm-raised cattle that I'm getting the milk and making cheese and heating it up and getting the whey from the cheese from. I have to purchase all my ingredients from various suppliers around the world. And, you know, if there's a problem with freight because of weather in some other country, depending on the time frame, it almost causes a butterfly effect or avalanche effect in terms of production. So, yeah, it's just an interesting perspective when you're dealing in the manufacturing side of things. But yeah, I am very excited to talk more about, you know, the potential of P4P, because these products really are, they're revolutionary, but they're also, in terms of ingredients, very scientifically backed and very simple too. There's really no pixie dusting, which is a term, I don't know if you heard we use in the industry. Definitely has all the ingredients that we had intended on when we created it, and it's good.
That sounds good. I mean, that almost where you was talking like P4P, because it almost sounds identical. JB, you want to chime in?
Yeah. Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So let me give a little background to how this all went down with Todd and his company. We, you know, at P4P, we try to think ahead, you know. Even when we started this company, there's things that you are seeing right now that this is when me and Joe were sitting in the coffee shop doing this on the back of a napkin. These are the things that were coming in our head, and it's kind of special to see them, you know, sort of turn into a butterfly and evolve. And the one thing, you know, we always want to make sure that we have the top-notch products with our athletes, because, you know, we are athletes ourselves, bodybuilders ourselves, and we understand that with the banned substance list, you know, and a certain quality of product, that we need to have, you know, it's not really about, you know, like Todd said, pixie dust and you know, the magic dust, you know, I can make your bicep grow in, you know, in one day. It's more about, you know, getting down to the stuff that is scientifically based that works. And there's like tons of data on it. And that's more what me and Joe was more in line with. And we were like that from the start, to sort of get products that are a lot of research and scientific based testing is on. The one thing is like with Todd, we're always, you know, we're never married to, we want the best for our athletes and our customers. And just like I said, we were, even before we talked to Todd, I was basically researching Todd and his company for a few months. And I'm actually the one that contacted Todd first. And what drawed me to this guy was just how he goes about his business and stuff like that. I don't know if I can describe it. It's sort of like why I talked to you, Kaylin. Remember when I first met you? That you get that feeling in your gut like this dude's legit. So, you know, that was enough for me to sit there and, you know, research more. And as he started, I handed him off to Joe, and Joe started dealing with Todd. Joe started talking about this guy habit. You know, like, this dude can be reached at any time on his phone. This guy is like, he's out for dinner or whatever with his family, and he's on the phone. You know, we need something. The guy is a very aggressive, which matches me and Joe. We're very aggressive, and then he's very conscious of what's going on in the industry with like what he explained with FDA pretty soon going to be, you know, stepping in and regulating things on some of these companies. And he's ahead of that. And I believe, am I right, Joe? He's on, Todd's on some committee, right?
He's been involved in some of the crackdowns before.
Okay. Todd, could you talk about that, some of your involvement on the crackdown?
Some of the court cases.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, we, because we don't have our own brand and we do such a wide range of powdered supplements for so many different applications, even outside of the fitness industry. Believe it or not, our biggest clients, you know, are people that have probably never stepped into a gym in the past 5 years. They deal more with like bariatrics, bariatrics and people with gastric bypass surgery. But yeah, I mean, what we do here at my company is, we're always evolving, you know, just like how I try to be as a human being. Every day I test myself mentally, physically, emotionally. I have goals every day to grow as a person. And like I said, you know, your personality reflects in your business. And me and my partner have always evolved and always saw trends in the industry, have gotten into situations ourselves or seen other companies get into situations. And instead of taking the punches to the chin and crying about it, we proactively, you know, have done things to avoid situations or to render them, you know, ineffective towards our success. But yeah, we're just always you always got to be evolving. I mean, look at a good metaphor is, you know, natural bodybuilding or
right.
any sport. You know, you don't want to stay the same in bodybuilding. Obviously, you want to continue to get better. Even some of these guys. You know, like Dexter Jackson, you know, who won the Olympia that 1 year, and then still, you know, he's almost 50 years old, and he's still top three at every single solitary show. You know, you always want to be evolving. So in terms of...
Yeah, I mean, that's the big thing with Ty, if I can interject, is that he's you know, whatever we come up with from me and Joe, he seems, you know, a lot of people get a little bit shocked of me and Joe's aggressiveness and sort of the out-the-box thinking that we try to do. And with Todd, he seems, you know, actually motivated by it, it seems to me. And, I mean, the big thing what maybe Joe hasn't talked about is that we're basically transforming our line according to Todd because we feel that confident in this gentleman on his integrity and his straight upness with us and his aggressiveness and his hard work and dedication. And what we felt comfortable doing because of that is we're gonna basically do something that's not out there right now, where we're doing seasonal protein. So, for instance, we'll have your base protein, where your chocolate, your cinnamon, your you know, vanilla, things of that nature. We'll have that year round, but four quarters out of the year, we're gonna have seasonal proteins, and it's gonna be ever changing. So, to you know, sort of you know, break it down. It's sort of like the Samuel Adams of supplements or protein. And what we're trying to do is you know, we're just trying to be ourselves. We definitely want to deal with in different flavors, break the mold, put things out there that people, you know, haven't seen or you know, bring out new flavors that people can and do, and at the same time keep the quality 100%. So the biggest thing is I don't think there's a company out there that does seasonal protein, and we're this guy is probably the only dude that we feel comfortable with the lead times and getting the stuff on time and stuff like that for us to do it. So you know, when we come out with a flavor, we want you guys to stack up. If you like it, stack up, because it's gonna be gone and it's gonna be on to the next flavor for that season. But I promise you that next flavor is going to be ridiculous. And some of the ideas that Todd come up with, I mean, he had things like root beer, protein, all sorts of different crazy things. This, you know, he basically is called the master of flavoring. And he can, and he's down for anything that we can think of and try to make it work. And the big thing with that is that that motivates us, and actually pretty soon we'll probably be even asking our P4P athletes of different flavors that that sounds interesting to them. And you know, it's no big deal. We'll throw it at Todd and see what works and if it tastes well and stuff like that. So we'll keep on pushing the limits and evolving. The big thing too is as we when we come out, I believe Joe, if I'm correct, is that we'll get like specs and then I think you talked to Todd about doing a video. Can you talk on that, Joe?
Sure. It's one of the things that I liked best about dealing with Todd for the last few months, kind of getting to the point where we are today, is almost anything I asked him for, the answer was yes. So I asked him if he would help out with, you know, being transparent and showing us the quality control documents, you know, certificate of analysis, those kind of things for raw ingredients, you know, whether it's the whey protein isolate or, you know, raw ingredients that are going into other products. And the answer was yes. And he's already come through on that for me with the proteins that are in our product. And then, you know, we asked him if he would be willing to introduce, you know, what these, you know, these machines look like in the brand new facility that they have and the production line that they put together. And he said, no problem. I'll get a high quality, you know, video for you of the production, you know, facility in action so people can see how detailed it is and how accurate it is and how clean it is and all of these things. So everything I've asked him for to help increase the comfort level of, you know, people kind of riding with us on this change, you know, it's been yes. So that's huge for me because, I mean, we all know that, you know, when there's change, sometimes people fear change, even though, you know, change can often be a really, really good thing, which we know it will be in this case from top to bottom. Then, you know, we just want to, you know, have these things to educate the customers and educate the athletes about why we're making the change. And, you know, people can see then that, you know, everything we're doing is for, you know, the benefit of the customer and the benefit of the athlete. And that's JB and my, that's our goal ever since the beginning was when we make a business decision, the first layer that it has to go through for analysis is this going to be good for our P4P athletes and our customers? And if it passes right. that test, then we're on to the next level of research. And, you know, across the board, this will be, you know, the faster lead times, the you know, the being able to do things in a larger scale, you know, commercial production arena can even allow us to, you know, have these products and raw ingredients at a little bit better price point because it's bigger, you know, bigger level of manufacturing. So that's going to mean very positive things down the road as well, you know, in terms of more promotions, being able to do an additional sale or two, being able to even in some cases, like I mentioned with the branched chain amino acids that's coming out later in the year, the potency is going up and we don't have to charge extra for it. So if we can
now,
create
how much more is that? How much more is that BCA than our old one?
It's 4 more grams. So it's significant.
Wow. Does it cost? How much does it cost? Is it the same price or is it way more?
No. It'll be the same price to the customer. So, you know, for example, like
that's big.
There's a lot of branched chain amino products out there, and you know, we all know we've seen them all, right? A lot of people use about, you know, 5 grams in a serving. So our current one is more than that, and we're going to be able to have 4 additional grams. So it's going to be big. The taste is a major enhancement as well. You know, we've tested a couple so far that we're off the charts. So as we continue to build this line, that's our commitment is whenever there's a win-win that can be had, we're going to go in that direction. So if taste can improve, quality can improve, potency can improve, and price can stay the same or allow us to do some more promotions, then, you know, that's a great direction to go. And at the same time, with, you know, everything being set up efficiently, having, you know, faster lead times and being able to provide better customer service because the products are there on time. It's all a good thing. So we're really excited. We're getting close now. We're only a few weeks out of actually launching everything. So we're getting close, and we're hoping to have a lot of these things fully in motion, definitely within, between now and fall. And we'll be doing a lot of business with Todd because I know everybody's going to love the products, and they're going to move fast, and people are going to be happy to recommend them because of the taste and because of the quality. So it's going to really take off.
If you guys out there got different flavors for us, hit up Tyann at P4PTyann, yahoo.com. I'm sure she'll be looking forward to all the new flavor ideas that you guys can give her and stuff like that. And then we'll definitely go through those and see which one's interesting. Now the specs, Todd. Now you're able to give us specs and the detailed stuff on the proteins and the pre-workouts and stuff like that that you're going to do with P4P?
Yeah, I mean, like Joe previously mentioned, my company isn't in any type of debt. We have very good rapport and relationships with all of our vendors around the world, which has allowed us to get a higher quality product at a better price. And I also want to mention that a huge reason of why you guys, and I'm referring guys as in P4P here, are receiving such a good product is because Joe and P4P was willing to pay a little bit more for quality. I always tell people you got to pay to play. And, even if you're a consumer, I don't want to say that the more money you spend on something, the better it's going to be, because that's not true. But there was never any type of Joe. We never had a discussion, which would usually involve someone breaking my balls over pricing. And then we go back to the drawing board and you say, hey, the only way to lower the pricing is to decrease the foundation of the cost, which is the whey, that's the only expensive ingredient, and increase the, if I take something out of a product, I got to fill that void with something. So if I take out protein, from a macronutrient standpoint, I can only add fats or carbs. And 99.99% of the time, you're going to add carbs because they're cheaper and, they taste better. Besides, like, a MCT oil powder, I can't think of, or coconut powder, I can't think of anything that would increase the fat content without adding, something with a little bit of lactose like whey. But, Joe, definitely, you guys are paying for the quality.
You can pretty much put your name on it. That what they read on that label is what is in there.
Yeah, the FDA has a rule. I forget what the section code is, but it's called the 8120 rule. And basically what that means is that your label claims, from a macronutrient standpoint, can have no less than 80% and no more than 120% of the product claims. And basically that just comes down to the powdered supplements. When you think about a powdered supplement, if I take 100 scoops out of a powdered supplement, all 100 scoops are essentially going to weigh the same, depending on if they're leveled off, if there's air pockets, if someone sneezed and knocked off a particle of that scoop. Realistically, every single solitary scoop is going to weigh differently. FDA allows some type of variance because, with like a pre-workout, you're not measuring it out on a digital milligram scale. You're just taking a scoop. And, if you're like me or you're heaping scoops, that's probably like taking three scoops at once.
That'd be an idea.
Right. FDA allows a variance. It's all about simplicity. These products are, Joe, even we've been doing a small run of him with him for just unflavored creatine monohydrate. It's actually, it's great in a mesh type, and we get a 200 mesh, which is, I think, one of the highest grades and best mixability of creatine monohydrate. And then he also got just a regular powdered L-glutamine powder, which, again, two supplements that you can pretty much add to anything with flavor or take without flavor. And you can argue with science, but you can only deny it to a certain degree. And no one can tell me that, you know, creatine monohydrate isn't effective for improving athletic performance, and that L-glutamine isn't effective at, you know, almost having like an immune system protective benefit.
But, you know, I think a lot of the people that were arguing with science were trying to justify the fillers anyway.
Right, yeah. I mean, I sort of earlier when I mentioned it, it sort of came off like I was trying to justify it too when I went on that little spiel about, you know, these manufacturers aren't making a product that's toxic. They're just taking out the more expensive ingredients and replacing them with something that's cheaper. And obviously, your body is going to assimilate something like, let's say they used glycine or taurine, two amino acids that do have, you know, benefits, but your body's going to assimilate those amino acids much differently than it would a whey protein.
Exactly.
Your body will break down. So, and then again, you guys are natural. It's the word natural. As subjective as it is, that changes everything. Because I was talking to Joe about this earlier. When you're a natural bodybuilder, for example, everything matters. If you eat one potato chip at the wrong time of day, it can drastically change your physique. So if I'm a natural athlete, natural bodybuilder, and I'm buying these supplements, I want them to be very, very, very close to being spot on. Because it's not like you have... You're taking an exogenous anabolic hormone that's going to allow you to repartition or assimilate nutrients better. So when you're natural, man, every little thing, everything matters.
Everything. That's right. Well, I love that breakdown. Thank you.
Definitely want to stay. The sad thing is, like I mentioned in the beginning of this conversation, was when I was referencing Muscle Farm and that Forbes article. I believe it was Forbes magazine. I'll have to check it. But
it's been in brief, you're right.
Yeah, these are the big guys. These aren't the little mom and pop, personal trainers or the small, you know, kicking 5 pounders of protein out the back of their gym door. These are the, you know, Arnold Schwarzenegger has his own. It was actually the Arnold Schwarzenegger endorsed signature series. It was that protein that caught that all that flack for amino spiking. So when you see the big guys doing it, really, it's pretty eye opening, even from my perspective as a manufacturer. It's almost sort
and
of
it's pretty widespread when you can start that high at the top.
Yeah. No, it's definitely a slippery slope. But everything, this industry, life in general, it's all about longevity. And there's no reason or benefit to making a quick buck, because in this industry, you know, you might make a quick buck or at least try to, but eventually you're going to lose all your chips that you had stacked up if you're not playing by the rules, because something's going to happen. I've seen it happen so many times.
In my neighborhood, we call that small money and short money.
Yeah, exactly. we're from the same neighborhood then. But, it really is mind-opening, though, to see that these large companies, you just really can't trust anyone. You just really have to find a good company with people that you respect and trust. And, you just got to be, you got to look at your consumers sort of with the golden rule of treat other people how you want to be treated. If I have a product and I have a bunch of devoted customers and I'm passionate about something, I don't want to sell some bullshit supplement. I want them to, I want to be able to preach certain things and for them to, receive what they're paying for. So yeah, it's really, it's changed the whole entire industry. It's completely changed. And I'm, the one making, you know, these products, it's changed the way I look at the industry. You know, I used to take a bunch of supplements, and now that I'm creating and making them, you should see how rapidly that those supplements from the big players diminished. Because
yes,
you know, I know the truth, and now so does everyone else. Because you know, this is all. I mean, you could go on Facebook, and they all different algorithms depending on your interest. And I mean, I've seen amino spiking, like viral articles and blogs just off of Facebook. So it definitely is, you know, widespread mainstream news. Because the thing with whey protein is it's not only a supplement, but it's a food product, and it appeals to everyone. I mean, not just athletes. So when, you know, the 65-year-old woman whose doctor wants her to increase her protein intake, and she's taking whey protein, you know, I'm just trying to showcase how it does really affect everyone. It is.
Well, yeah, because it's something she can do and actually help her smaller stomach, you know, and keep her healthy. So that, you know, when you're talking about grandma or great-grandmothers,
right,
hey,
yeah.
I mean, that's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, no, it's, and I mean, the whole, I mean, I know there was something, I think, probably 2 years ago, forget the name of the company, but they had, actually, I remember the name of the product. It was called Craze, and it was a pre-workout. I think it was like, you know, top 10 on bodybuilding.com. It was by Driven Sports. That was the name of the company. And I know that someone, you know, third-party lab analyzed one of their products and even took it a little bit further and pretty much broke it down, you know, almost on a molecular level to what was really in it. And they found an analog of a stimulant that was extremely similar to methamphetamine. And all of this, you know, you could type in a simple Google search and you'll see, you know, the large variety of mainstream articles written about it. This was like 2 years ago. And, it's funny because once they, I mean, I don't want to make this comparison, but it's like when you hear about people addicted to heroin who are dying from a certain batch of heroin, all the heroin addicts want to know where to get the batch where people are dying from. So once they made this this driven sports craze product, when people found out what was really in it, I mean, people were paying $60, $70, even on Amazon.com. Everyone wanted it now because it was banned. So that just sort of, you know, shows you how our society is, especially from a performance standpoint. It's, you know, let's go for the stuff that got banned. That's just the way, you know, the way a lot of people think.
So, I think we got what, Kayla, 8 minutes?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. So my thing is just to summarize everything. P4P with Todd, our manufacturer and his partners. Well, the reason why we went with them, what we see is we're gonna have a better turnaround time for all the athletes. I know there's some athletes that had a problem with, you know, products getting to them on time and stuff like that. We're going to fix that. And we're going to also, another thing is better quality of product, I believe. The other product was really good, don't get me wrong. But it's sort of like, you know, we're evolving as a company and we're sort of outgrowing and we needed someone to grow with and stuff like that. And this seems like Todd and his partners seem like the company that can sort of grow with, we can grow with and evolve how we want to evolve. So there's things that we want to do, like, you know, certain things that we're bringing out now, the stevia, which there's a lot of you out there that is happy that we're bringing that out. And, you know, the seasonal proteins, those are something that you just can't do that with any company. I'm just going to tell you that. You got to have a company that is on their stuff and whatnot in order to do that, because there has to be a turnaround time with that, else
what happens is everybody will get their stuff either late or there will be problems. So these are things that we spend months and months and months going over. I mean, even before we met Todd, we were going over that, you know, and that's the thing. Me and Joe are always looking at, all right, what's next? You know, what's next? You know, and then, you know, how we want to be 2 years from now, 3 years from now, you know, 10 years from now. And that's what we're sort of preparing for. And I think that helps us keep ahead of the game. So my thing is that, you know, we're very happy to have Todd and his partners, you know, manufacturing P4P athletes products. Definitely, like I said, we're an athlete just like me and Joe are athletes just like you. We'll make sure definitely because we compete. Joe, I don't know if Joe competing this year. Joe competing sometime. And I know everybody asking, when you going to compete, JB? You've been living on the hog for a while now. I say, I'm going to compete. So, you know, we got to abide by the same rules as all you guys. And we're taking the same stuff as you guys. So this isn't something where, you know, we're sitting up there, you know, not experiencing things that you are. So, you know, definitely we're going to come to Todd from that aspect. So we would definitely like to welcome Todd and definitely thank him. I'm sure we drove him crazy going back and forth with different things and being super, super particular. But we definitely appreciate the patience and everything. And then I would also like to thank Joe Manny. Joe Manny does a lot of stuff behind the scenes that a lot of people don't see. And he is the reason why we even have these new products here is because of Joe. And dealing with Todd and, you know, and corresponding with him and getting all the stuff to you guys. So, you know, I like to thank Joe, too, as well. And I would like to thank Tyann. I like to thank Tyann for helping informing the athletes and helping us. There's a lot of them. There's over 350 of you and growing. And she does a great job trying to make sure that she gets all the information and details out to the athlete. And she definitely has upgraded P4P's game and stuff like that. And there's more to come, man. I mean, we'll let it loose. You know, whatever flavors that, you know, Todd suggested us, we'll definitely try it. Or any flavors you guys suggest to us, we'll definitely try them too. So, you know, feel free to give us suggestions and help us out with anything. Maybe we'll name that flavor after you. Who knows? And stuff like that. But is there anything you'd like to say, Joe?
Yeah, just to kind of wrap up a little bit, you know, I just want to thank Todd as well because I probably put him through the ringer a little bit, you know, with asking for a whole bunch of different flavors and, you know, tweaking this and tweaking that. And I know he alluded to it before, but, you know, I'm sure he gets some people to come to him with formulations just looking to make the most money and use the cheapest ingredients. And I hope it was refreshing to him when, you know, we approached him and said, we need the best. And, you know, I understand it's going to cost a little bit more, but we need the best. And, you know, and then, you know, asking for all the help, like I kind of touched on before with the quality documents and the total transparency. I just appreciate that so much because that's not really out there. I mean, I can tell you from all the companies we looked at, not everybody's willing to do that and show you everything, you know, show you all their cards. So, you know, being able to have access to those things and, you know, throughout the year, you guys will see some of those things, you know, the videos and some of the certificate of analysis and, you know, these kind of things that are really important, you know, backup, you know, it's the proof in the pudding, you know, that yes, this is high quality stuff. It does stand up to analysis. So I just appreciate all of that. And, you know, we're going to do some innovative stuff. This is really just the start, obviously. And, you know, as we grow, there's going to be many benefits that come from this. You know, not to mention, I know JB touched on this, so just to expand on that, you know, in our current situation, we don't always have the best lead times, and things have been behind a little bit, you know, and we've worked through it, and we haven't had any major long-term delays, which is fortunate. But a lot of people on this call probably have received some emails from me saying, I'm getting out your, you know, XYZ product today right away from our fulfillment center. The other one's going to, you know, be shipped separately in a day or two, you know, and that kind of stuff. And just from a business side, that's expensive. You know, Todd can verify this, and any business owner can verify this, that shipping cost is, you know, doubled or tripled. And eliminating that will allow us to do more for the athletes and more for the customers. And that's really critical. So, I mean, we looked at this from every angle. It's, you know, it is the flavoring genius that Todd has. It is the commitment to quality. It is the sharing of the information. It is all of these things. But, you know, fixing some of the back end things that are going to save money and help us do more was super important as well. So this is going to be a great thing. We're very excited about it. And I'm glad you guys could tune in and listen to this and get some of the information direct from the source.
Can I say one more thing? I know we're running behind time. I know we're running behind time, but I want to say something real quick. I want to also thank all of the P4P athletes. First off, I don't want to leave that out. I mean, you are the reason why we are here. And the unity from all federations, from all backgrounds, from all everything has came from the streets, from literally a back of a napkin, and a year later we're over 350 athletes deep. And my thing is that, you know, from all different things, P4P sports too as well, MMA fighters and all, everybody. And I from the bottom of my heart, I am so proud to represent all of you. Because you guys are the reason why P4P even exists. We didn't do this like normal companies did. We trusted the athlete. We gambled on the athlete, and we felt that if you guys had an opportunity, you would run with it. And we're gonna continue to gamble on the athlete and stuff like that. And you're gonna see there's more things to coming out real soon that's gonna break the mold. And that's because we're going to gamble on you again. We're going to keep gambling on you until we all cash out. And my thing is I, from the bottom of my heart, I want to thank every one of you, every one of you. And from the bottom of my heart, I want to thank all the people who don't support us, because that motivates me too. And I want to thank you too, because you keep me sharp and you keep me wanting more. And pushing more. I like to thank my wife. I like to thank Joe's wife. I like to thank Joe's children. They do without that man a lot. My children, everybody who do a lot of things. What a lot of people don't understand, there's a lot of people behind the scenes that want to see this succeed. And a lot of them just help out with us. There's been a lot of people who helped me and Joe along the way. This isn't me and Joe doing this. This is a whole lot of people that is getting behind an ideal that athletes can run this. That it's the day of the athletes, and that, you know, pretty soon we'll be an athlete-owned company. And now, you mark my words, that I'm gonna tell you, that's gonna happen. You're gonna be you'll be able to buy shares into this, and we'll be an athlete-owned company. I think it'll be the first ever. And stuff like that. So my thing is that we're going to do a lot of things in the future. So I like to just thank everybody from the bottom of my heart. And, you know, the old saying, you know, what I always say, don't trust me, trust my hustle. And I want you guys to hold that to me. Trust my hustle. If I ain't hustling, then you guys can not get behind me. But if you see my hustling going, get behind that. Trust. And like my daddy would say, trust my mean streak. Is always there. That's it.
Todd, you got anything?
No, I just want to thank you guys for allowing me to jump onto the show. It was good to hear more about what P4P is all about, and definitely sounds like you guys are onto something almost like a little bit of a movement, I guess you could say. And I only expect to see good and positive things come out of every relationship that you guys deal with, from the relationship you have with me as the manufacturer to the relationship you have with the athletes and the consumers buying the product. So, again, thank you.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Real quick, Chosen Few, this Saturday, MMA, the biggest MMA fight out there. Come check it out. We're going to have some video, podcast, everything. There's going to be Kalen doing Midwest Muscle video, which plug. And Friday, weigh-ins. And then Saturday, it's going to be P4P in the house watching someone get knocked out. Come check it out.
All right. You heard it from the man themselves. Thank you, everybody. Great show. Great time. God bless you all. And have a blessed rest of the night. We are out.